Brothers and sisters, the third Sunday of Advent, also called Gaudete Sunday, encourages us to celebrate the joy of salvation as we prepare for Christ's coming. Gaudete means to rejoice. We now light the third candle in the Advent wreath, which is the only rose-colored candle in the Advent wreath. In contrast to the other 3 weeks of Advent, when we focus on purifying ourselves and cleansing our hearts of sin in preparation for the coming of Christ, this third week of Advent is a time for us to count our blessings and anticipate the joys that come with Christ's arrival. The question, are you happy? It seems like you're not. All these joys, my dear friends, are grounded in God's love, of course, which is beautifully expressed in our readings today. In the first reading, we heard it said, "The desert and the parched land will exult, the steppe will rejoice and bloom." The assurance of salvation comes also with the reminder to persevere and hold on, as the reading continues, "Be strong, fear not." Last month, I received a message from a classmate from my seminary years. His words were heavy. He was struggling mentally, emotionally, spiritually, no work to feed his family. He had been absent from the church for too long, no confession for years. He is haunted by past mistakes, overwhelmed by negativity, and even feels tempted to end his life. I could hardly believe it myself. I remembered him as one of the most talented in our class, always pushing through, no matter how demanding the academics were. He could even make the whole class laugh with his little stories. So I reminded him of that strength, that determination that was already in him, that ability to recognize good things amid pressures, that gift God has placed in him. At first, he hesitated, but he wanted to do better. Our communication continued for several days. The weight of old hurts and failures was crushing him. But slowly, because of his desire to improve himself and for his family, something changed within him. He told me, I need to go back. He went to confession and found comfort with God again. Now he has also found a job and is currently employed. My dear friends, grace takes time. It requires patience. God waited in Mary's womb before being born. Healing does not happen overnight. As we wait, let us not allow our past wounds to get in the way of a happy new beginning. We all have chapters in our lives that embarrass us, hurt us, or even haunt us. But with the joy God brings, everything will be all right. God can rewrite any of our sad stories if we let Him. The same assurance we heard in the second reading. The Lord is coming. Yet while waiting, St. James reminds us to be patient, just as much as a farmer who waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. That is why St. James said, "Make your hearts firm." In 2021, I had the chance to visit my friend, Dr. Ryan, after the pandemic. We enjoyed a brief but heartfelt chat about our experiences during that time. When I asked him what those days were like, he said quietly, "We were at the front line of the battlefield. It felt like a war. Patients were dying, resources were running out, and fear was everywhere." I asked, "So how did you keep going?" He looked at me and replied, "My faith in God and a firm heart. Not because I wasn't afraid. I was afraid. But I chose to stand firm. When everything around you shakes, you need something inside that doesn't." that stayed with me. Strength, as I listened to him, is not the absence of fear. It's the decision to hold your ground when fear surrounds you. A lot of time, my dear friends, we just want a straightforward way to connect with the Lord. We're looking for quick fixes or shortcuts to help us feel God's presence when we are facing struggles. Even John the Baptist needed just as concrete an example from God. Despite being the greatest of the prophets we heard in the gospel, he tried to send his disciples to ask Jesus to make sure that Jesus was the Christ they were waiting for. John even instructed his disciples to ask Jesus directly, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" We wish solutions would just show up right in front of us, easily visible and clearly recognizable, as if wrapped up in and neatly presented to us. But in response, Jesus pointed out that the signs they were witnessing, those foretold by ancient prophecies, were enough to signal the coming of the Messiah. He was referring to the miracles, the blind regaining their sight, the lame walking, the lepers being cleansed, the deaf hearing, the dead being raised, etc., etc. Recognizing the many wonderful ways God reveals himself in our lives is a meaningful way to connect with him. Jesus clarified that the Messiah would not come as a powerful earthly ruler. Rather, he would come in a way that is often least expected, yet the most appropriate way. He comes as a healer for those in need of healing, or as a miracle worker who performs wonders, revealing God to his people. During my last Thanksgiving break, I finally visited my youngest brother, whom I had not seen in 6 years. Less than a month after my ordination, he flew to the U.S. for work, and since then, life has kept us apart. I always assumed he was doing well, especially during the pandemic, or so I thought, because he never missed sending remittances to our mother. And whenever we check in on him, his answer was always the same, "I'm fine, we are okay." But during my recent visit, he opened up and shared the real story behind his journey. He had started out in Nashville, Tennessee, but when the pandemic hit, he was among those furloughed. Suddenly, the stability we all thought he had vanished. Yet in that moment of uncertainty, God's grace appeared in the form of kindness. Other Filipinos heard about their situation and took them in, offering a bed to sleep on and groceries to get by. Later, he traveled to Little Rock, Arkansas to find another job. But the working environment was so unhealthy that he was losing his hair. So he had to quit for his own peace of mind. It was a difficult decision, but it led to something better. Through a reconnection with his college friend, he learned about an opportunity in Breckenridge, Colorado. Not only did he find work, but he also secured housing intended for workers in the area. Listening to his story, I realized how often God works in ways we least expect, through strangers who become family, through closed doors that lead to better paths, through friendships that resurface at the perfect time. My brother's journey reminded me that God's timing and ways may surprise us, but they are always right on time. My dear friends, the weight of life often comes from our perceptions, the way we look at it or how we react to it, rather than from our burdens. We tend to overlook our blessings, the people, the things we have, by focusing too much on what we lack or on what's missing. This fixation makes us sad and envious of what others possess. While wealth, beauty, and status are not inherently wrong, an excessive desire for them can blind us to the richness of our own lives. When we are blinded, we feel sadness. Being ungrateful limits our perspective, making our actual blessings seem ordinary and leaving us trapped in comparison and complaints. Only with grateful hearts can one see the hands of God guiding their life. Only a thankful heart can feel the subtle ways God blesses His people. Only by embracing an appreciative spirit can one recognize the good that awaits us in the end, even beyond current struggles. As we continue our celebration on this Gaudete Sunday, Sunday of joy, let us remind ourselves that joy is not the absence of problems, but the presence of God in the midst of them. His ways may surprise us, but they always come in the way we need them most, and they arrive at the perfect time. Like my classmate who found hope again, like Dr. Ryan who stood firm in faith, and like my brother who discovered grace through the unexpected kindness of others, God comes quietly, often through people, circumstances, and moments we least expect. Now, if you want to feel joyful this Christmas and every day of your life, learn to be thankful for what you already have. Only a grateful person can truly be a joyful person. Amen.